Hello, my friends. Welcome back to The Morning Mindset. My name is Kerry Green. I'm here to help you get your mind aligned with the truth of God's Word today. I have a question for you to start out with. How have you benefited from leaders in your life? Maybe there are some spiritual leaders in your past or even in your present who you've greatly benefited from. Maybe there's a Boy Scout leader or a teacher in your school who is a blessing to you and benefited the development of your life and your character. Well, today we're going to be looking at two specific roles of leadership within the church, kind of defining them, fleshing out what their role is, how it works in the church. So stay tuned for that. Before we do, though, I want to recognize our daily sponsor for this episode, and it's a podcast for members of the military called Thundering Legion. It's based on a Roman legion that stood for Christian faith in the midst of persecution. And the Thundering Legion podcast is aimed at doing the same for people in our day. You can check it out by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/thunderinglegion. And if you would like to be a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset, you can find out more by going to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor. You'll find both those links in the description for this episode. Okay, as we begin looking at the roles of apostle and prophet in the church, let's pray that the Lord will show us His understanding and purpose in both of these roles. Lord Jesus, we ask You to guide us in understanding what are two very misconstrued sort of ideas, I think, in our modern day. So give us clarity, give us understanding in a helpful way that we can live according to Your purpose in revealing these gifts to us. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, get out your Bibles or your Morning Mindset journal. We're going to be looking at Ephesians 4:11-13. It says, "And He, Jesus, gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry." Okay, so we have two people in view here, or two roles, might I say, that God has given us through the giving of spiritual gifts. The two we're looking at today are the gifts of apostle and prophet. What are these two roles? Now let's start out with apostle. The traditional definition of an apostle is one of the people back in the first century who was, number one, personally called by Jesus to follow Him. Okay, and then number two, actually saw Jesus after He had risen from the grave. So that means His 11 disciples, you know, the 12 minus Judas, were apostles because they all were called personally by Him, and they were also seen by Him after His resurrection. And then also the apostle Paul, who wrote this book, because the apostle Paul saw Jesus after He rose from the grave, as he was on his way, actually, as a non-believer, to persecute Christians. God sent Jesus to show up to him and change his course. And then He called Paul, who was then known as Saul, to become His apostle. And so that's the traditional version of what an apostle is. Now, how we can apply that to us today is the apostles are the ones who wrote the New Testament, generally speaking. So we have the teaching and the influence of the original apostles in the writings of the New Testament. So friends, when you read your Bible, understand, yes, it is the Word of God, the very words of God, and that's honestly all the authority we need. But these are also accounts of the firsthand called out ones of Jesus Himself. And we should take it very seriously for that reason. Now, in our day, there is also a tradition in certain types of Christianity to call individuals today apostles. And they're kind of like bishops. They're like higher ups in the church structure who oversee certain things. And sometimes they are given a type of authority also that even could rival the kind of authority that the original 12 apostles might have. And I believe that's a dangerous place to go. Do you see that if we did, we would have kind of a competing sort of a revelation coming from these people that competes with Scripture itself? Now, I know that in our day, some of the people who go by this title do not say things that contradict Scripture, and that's a good thing. But some of them do, and we need to be very careful as students of the Word to be discerning about such things, because a misunderstanding of this role and this gift will mislead the entire church if we're not careful. Now, we didn't even get to the issue of prophets, so I guess we'll have to do that tomorrow. But I think we should wrap up here with an understanding that we have the influence of the original 12 apostles before us every day in the scriptures. And we would do well to sit at their feet and learn of Jesus through them. Lord God, fill us up with understanding, fill us up with power, fill us up with wisdom and might through your word and the work of your apostles, who you gifted to be our leaders and teachers. Jesus, empower us with their instruction. Empower us with those supernatural gifts you flowed through them in the writing of Scripture, that we may be fully equipped for every good work that you have. Well, friends, that is a wrap for this episode of The Morning Mindset. If you would like to know more about what it means to be a Christian and how to become a Christian, you can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus to find out more. That link is in the description for this episode. I also want to remind you to check out our episode sponsor. You'll find a link to their information in the description of this episode. Right there, you'll also find out how you can become a daily sponsor of The Morning Mindset. You can do so anonymously, in memory of someone, or simply to let others know you support The Morning Mindset. Go to morningmindsetmedia.com/daily sponsor.